Report: Suspect in fatal shooting of conservative activist killed by police. By Dylan Gwynn on September 3, 2020. The man being investigated in the shooting death of a member of the conservative group Patriot Prayer was killed Thursday night by police near Seattle, according to a report from the New York Times. Michael Forrest Reinold was encountered by a fugitive apprehension task force in Lacey, Washington, a city to the southwest of Seattle. According to the New York Times, an arrest warrant had been issued by the Portland police earlier Thursday, on the same day that Vice News published an interview with Mr. Reinold in which he appeared to admit to the shooting, saying, "I had no choice." In an odd twist, President Trump had urged law enforcement to apprehend Reinold only moments before his fatal encounter with police. Unnamed law enforcement confirmed Reinold's death. The Times. Reinold was identified on social media soon after the shooting of Aaron J. Danielson, last weekend. According to the Oregonian, officers from the U.S. Marshals Service and Thurston County Sheriff's Office were involved in serving the arrest warrant, according to an emergency dispatcher. Thurston County Sheriff John Snaza confirmed to the Olympian newspaper that U.S. Marshals shot a man on a street in Tanglewild, a town of about 6,000 near Olympia. The newspaper reported that a neighbor said he saw two SUVs pull up and then heard 30 to 40 shots. A subsequent claim reported by the Associated Press states that Reinold pulled a gun on the officers. Reinold allegedly confronted Danielson on the streets of Portland last Saturday, the same day that a Trump caravan had made its way through the city. Danielson, who lived in Portland, was identified as a Trump supporter by at least one man before being allegedly confronted by Reinold. As Reinold and others approached, Danielson sprayed a cloud of mace in their direction. In response, Reinold allegedly fired two shots at Danielson, who stumbled before collapsing on the street and dying. In his interview with Vice, which aired on Thursday, Reinold described the killing as something that he had to do because he feared that Danielson would have killed a friend of color. "I mean, I had a choice. I could have sat there and watched them kill a friend of mine of color, but I wasn't going to do that." Reinold, who was on the scene with another man that deadly evening, stated that he firmly believed the shooting was justified. "I'm confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen," Reinold told Vice. "I realized what had happened. I was confident that I did not hit anyone innocent. And I made my exit." Mr. Reinold was cited for having a loaded gun in public in July, but that charge was later dropped. Reinold, who had described himself as 100% Antifa, told his Vice interviewer that he was being hunted. "They're out hunting me," Reinold explained. "There's nightly posts of the hunt and where they're going to be hunting. They made a post saying the deer are going to feel lucky this year because it's open season on Michael right now." Reinold was 48 years old.